Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Five Stages of Collapse Survivor's Toolkit by Dmitry Orlov is a nonfiction analysis of societal breakdown and practical adaptation, first published in 2013. The book draws on Orlov's long-running comparison between the collapse of the Soviet Union and the vulnerabilities of contemporary industrial society, especially in the United States. Rather than treating collapse as a single catastrophic event, Orlov presents it as a process that unfolds in recognizable phases, each with its own social, economic, and psychological consequences. The book belongs to the collapse literature and preparedness genre, but it is less concerned with survivalism as hardware and more focused on how people adjust when institutions lose credibility and normal systems stop functioning. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical, to help readers understand the pattern of decline and to suggest forms of resilience that depend on local ties, self-reliance, and realistic expectations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, collapse as a process, not a single event. Orlov's central contribution is the idea that collapse should be understood as a sequence of stages rather than a dramatic endpoint that arrives all at once. This framing matters because it shifts attention from sensational predictions to observable changes in institutions, markets, and everyday life. The book organizes decline into five phases, moving from relative stability and growth toward financial breakdown, commercial disruption, political loss of legitimacy, social fragmentation, and eventual cultural adaptation. By presenting collapse this way, Orlov gives readers a way to interpret warning signs before conditions become extreme. The model is also useful because it shows that different kinds of systems fail at different speeds. Money can lose credibility before supply chains break, and governments can remain formally intact even while public trust erodes. That layered view makes the book more analytical than many disaster-focused works. It asks readers to track relationships among institutions instead of waiting for a single dramatic moment that announces collapse has begun. Secondly, why financial and commercial systems fail first. A major theme in the book is that modern societies depend on confidence, debt, and complex trade networks that become fragile when growth stops. Orlov emphasizes that financial collapse begins when people lose faith in business as usual, and institutions can no longer sustain obligations through borrowing or expansion. That breakdown then spreads into commercial life, where shortages, disrupted logistics, and failures in import-dependent supply chains make daily consumption harder. The point is not simply that money becomes scarce, but that the practical systems behind money stop delivering goods and services. This distinction gives the book its realism. It treats the economy as a network of trust and movement, not only as abstract numbers. Orlov's analysis is especially focused on the consequences of dependence on globalized, highly centralized systems. When those networks weaken, communities face rising costs, scarcity, and reduced choice long before a total societal breakdown is visible. The book therefore trains readers to think in terms of physical flows, not just market prices. Thirdly, the collapse of institutional trust and political legitimacy. Orlov argues that the middle stages of collapse are defined by a widening loss of confidence in public institutions. After financial and commercial systems weaken, people begin to doubt whether government can protect, organize, or compensate for the damage. In his model, political collapse is not simply the fall of a regime. It is the point at which the promise that authorities will take care of the population no longer seems credible. This is an important distinction because institutions may continue to exist on paper even after their practical authority has eroded. The book shows how legitimacy depends on performance, not symbolism. Once state responses no longer match public needs, people increasingly shift attention away from official structures and toward local or informal arrangements. Orlov's analysis is valuable because it links political failure to material scarcity and organizational weakness rather than ideology alone. The state is portrayed as another system with finite capacity, vulnerable when revenues shrink, services degrade, and expectations remain high. Fourthly, mid-collapse life fragmentation, local dependency, and social strain. The book gives special attention to the social consequences of mid-collapse conditions. When centralized systems have already weakened, but stable replacements have not yet formed. In this phase, daily life becomes more local, more improvised, and often more difficult. Orlov suggests that social collapse occurs when people can no longer rely on wider networks or shared norms to provide security and mutual aid. As resources become scarce, even communities that once seemed stable may come under strain, because expectations remain high while available support declines. This is one of the book's most practically important insights. It shows that resilience is not only an individual project. People survive difficult periods through relationships, reciprocity, and neighborhood-level cooperation. At the same time, the book is careful not to romanticize local life, since scarcity can also intensify conflict, opportunism, and mistrust. Orlov's account is strongest when it describes the tension between the need for cooperation and the pressure of declining resources. That tension defines much of the human experience of collapse. Lastly, preparation through self-reliance, adaptation, and community resilience. Although the book is pessimistic about large-scale recovery, it is not merely fatalistic. Its practical value lies in the survival toolkit implied by the subtitle. Readers are encouraged to prepare by reducing dependency on fragile systems and strengthening forms of local resilience. Orlov does not present a narrow checklist of emergency gear. Instead, he emphasizes financial caution, realistic planning, practical skills, and social connection as the foundations of adaptability. The deeper argument is that preparation means accepting limits. People who expect institutions to restore normality may be slower to adjust than those who build flexible, smaller-scale ways of meeting needs. This makes the book distinctive within preparedness writing, because it focuses less on apocalyptic fantasy and more on structural adaptation. Its guidance is especially relevant to readers interested in permaculture, community preparedness, local economies, and post-growth thinking. The book invites a shift in priorities from dependence on scale, complexity, and abundance toward competence, redundancy, and mutual support. In conclusion, The Five Stages of Collapse will appeal most to readers interested in social decline, systems thinking, preparedness, and the long-term vulnerabilities of industrial civilization. It is especially useful for people who want a framework for understanding collapse without drifting into either denial or sensationalism. Readers concerned with economics, infrastructure fragility, community resilience, or post-Soviet comparisons will find its analysis unusually direct. The main benefit of the book is conceptual clarity. It breaks a huge and emotionally charged topic into stages that can be studied and recognized in real time. A second benefit is practical orientation. Rather than encouraging abstract fear, it pushes readers toward local competence, flexible planning, and stronger social ties. What makes it stand out from many other collapse books is its emphasis on process and adaptation rather than prophecy. Orlov is less interested in dramatizing disaster than in explaining how institutions fail and how ordinary people can respond when they do. That combination of analysis and realism gives the book a lasting place in collapse literature. If you would like to support Dmitry Orlov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.